Hello.
Hey, Mick.
This is Mick.
Calling you back. Hey, Mick. Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. Yeah. So I got the green light.
Okay.
From the wife, as long as I could verify you guys were, legit.
Okay.
Which I, I did some looking. It does seem like you guys are lit. There are some people, a lot of people, on these reviews. Awfully pissed off at you guys for some reason. Why's that?
Well, let me just be very transparent with you, Mick. I mean, you're a business owner. We have, I think it's about 3 or 4% of all the entire reviews that we have that are obviously, people that are not very happy. Even with those people, I mean, those customers, we try to reach out and make things right. Obviously as a company, it's impossible to have everyone happy, but we do our due diligence.
For sure.
Like I said, it's a 4% ratio, of customers that are unhappy. If you go on to, Disneyland's reviews, which is supposed to be the happiest place on earth, they get bad reviews because their churros are $15. And people get pissed off at that and they'll leave a bad review. Again, not making any excuses.
I guess my expectations for you aren't really that high anyways. Like, you're going to make me a website, right?
That's correct.
And if I ever decide to leave you guys, I still get to keep that website, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're obligated to sell you that domain right to that website for $99 if you ever leave.
Yes, perfect.
I wouldn't say not to have good expectations. I mean, I think that you're definitely going to be, more than anything, quite a bit surprised of what we're able to deliver, man. And I'm just speaking.
Oh, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I just meant like there's only. What I mean is that what I expect you to do, I don't see how. As long as you do it, I don't see how people could be upset. Like, you're gonna get me a first page, right?
That's correct.
Because that was one of the main complaints I was seeing is their company never showed up. Their website never showed up. Their Facebook never showed up. They never did get access to the website or the Facebook. So, as long as you guys provide the website, I show up, my number's good, my info's good. Man, I'm happy. I just want to be front page of Google. That's it.
Okay. And that we can do, and you have that in writing, brother. Nevertheless.
Okay. Yeah, and then just send me an email or text in plain language saying, if I'm not fucking boom, we cancel. You're not going to keep coming after me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to get that in writing once. You're going to get all of our, everything's going to be in writing. Once the payment is processed, you're going to get quite a bit of emails that are going to come your way. And one of those emails is going to specify that you have the right to cancel at any time. Because there's no contract here, Mick. So you're able to cancel the service at any time. I mean, we're not looking forward to that, obviously. Our plan is to keep you as a customer long term, and we know that the only way of doing that, Mick, is by providing results, brother. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Let's go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay. You said it's a Visa card. All Visa cards start with number 4, Mick. Whenever you're ready, brother.
Gotcha. Let's see here. All right, 4, 3, 6, 6.
Okay.
1822.
1822, you said?
Yep.
Okay.
9134.
9134.
4766.
4766. Expiration date?
0330.
0330. And then the last thing will be what is called a CC code. It's going to be the last 3 digits behind the card.
943.
943. Okay. Stand by here for a second while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one. Oh, and one last thing, Mick. What is the billing address associated with this card?
2431. South 248th Street, Kent, Washington, 98032.
Okay, yeah, that came up for me, 98032. Okay, bear with me here one quick second. By here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
How's your day going so far, man, aside from this whole Google stuff, brother?
Pretty good. Yeah, I've had two companies since you called me about. Same thing.
You're definitely
going to be blown up. Maybe it'll stop once I show up on Google.
Yeah, well, once you have a listing, they'll be able to see that you're on there already, you know, so the calls should subside. No worries, man.
So all these companies, they just make money putting other companies on Google, huh?
Well, if you're a premier partner to Google, that's where you want to be at, brother, whether it was us or any premier partner, because if you're on, like, a lead service provider, they are not Google partners. So, I mean, they're just selling you leads that they're generating from Google, if that makes any sense. So,
yeah.
In a sense, what you're doing now is just cutting out that middleman. You don't have to be paying other people when you can do this directly yourself, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, bear with me one second. I have to read you our disclosure, and then just do me a favor. Make sure you don't miss that call tomorrow, 10 a.m., brother. Very important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's what, when we'll set up all the...
Yeah, that's the IT guys, man.
Everything?
Yeah. Cool. That's, you know, that's our IT department, man. They're the ones that, like I said, they take care of all the back-end work here. All right. All right, bear with me here one quick second. Okay. All right, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we will send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to clarify anything for you. Okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Local/Voice Verification. Again, the call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct on my end, can you please verify the name of the company?
Belden Family Builders, LLC.
Perfect. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
My name is Mikhail Belden, and I'm the owner-operator.
Thank you very much for that. You are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Belden Family Builders, I'm sorry, LLC, correct?
I'm authorized to make that decision, you're asking?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing information that you provided today?
I am.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Mick, we also ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls when it's necessary.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local/, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask that if at any point you bring another marketing company on board, that you keep us in the loop. Okay?
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah, that normally only happens when you have, like, multiple locations out of state, but we still got to let you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Your initial payment will be processed today, which is April 21st, and the amount of $299 and the reduced setup fee that we're having at $99. Total process date, $398. Your next payment will not be due until March 21st, and the flat rate moving forward is $299. Keep in mind, Mick, that this is not a contract. You do have the right to stop or cancel the service after the first month if you're not satisfied. Okay?
I got you. Thank you.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't think that's going to be the case, but we have to let you know that that is definitely an option that you have if for whatever reason you're not happy. And again, the call is being recorded, so I will let you know that if you ever decide to part ways with us, we will also sell you that domain to the website for $99. Okay.
Perfect.
All righty. Okay. Bear with me here.
But not the website, just the domain.
The domain.
Well, this is the same thing, right?
Yeah. Right. I was going to say,
I'm not an IT guy.
Yeah. It's like, no, it's okay. It's like, we can't sell you the car without the mortar, right?
Yes.
I mean, I guess you could, but I don't know why, it wouldn't. Okay, bear with me one second here. Okay. In a second, you're going to start getting text messages, Mick, welcoming you to the company. You're going to get quite a bit of few emails as well, welcoming you on board. There's going to be one email in particular that you do have to fill in, that says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, that the card and all the information on the card you provided is yours, and that the next payment is done automatic March 21st. There's going to be three little boxes. You have to fill those in. Once you do that, what that's going to do, it's going to lock in the rate of $299 a month, and that it's also going to give you access to our dashboard. What's the dashboard? The dashboard is where you'll be able to see how many calls you're getting from Google, how many people are clicking on the Google site, how many clicks and visits you're getting. Anything that we're able to see on the back end, we're gonna give you access to that as well. Okay.
Oh. Cool.
That's an amazing feature our clients love. You know, that we don't keep them in the dark. They're able to see all of this. If you have two, it's pretty simple. If you have 2 minutes right now, I can walk you through that. If you're able to open your emails, or you can do it tomorrow with the IT guys, but they're going to ask you to do it anyways. The reason that I like to help the clients that I work with, do this today is that way when you talk to the IT guys tomorrow, it will save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone. So.
Gotcha. I'm actually trying to get out the door here, so I will probably just take that.
No worries. Not a big deal, bro.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. They'll, as long as you answer the phone call coming in, try not to miss that because you already paid for the service. And the last thing we want is there to be any delays. And if you don't get that call at 10 a.m., what's going to happen is that we're going to have to reschedule. Right. Well, even if you call us, we have to have availability for the IT department. Those guys are super busy. Try not to miss that.
But they'll call me, right?
Absolutely. They're going to call you from 10 a.m. to usually 10:05, but it doesn't, miss that time frame. So, again, let me just be the first one, brother, to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google Services. What we're looking for is to build a long-term relationship with Belden Family Builders, and we know that the only way of doing that, brother, is by producing results. So, again, I appreciate you and your wife giving us that 1% of your trust. It's our job to gain that other 99, man. So,
yeah, sounds good, man. Appreciate it. Like I said, all I want is to be on Google with a website.
Okay. That's, again, leave it up to us, brother. Again, like you said, your expectations are not very high. That's actually pretty good. So when we do what we do on our end, we'll definitely keep you on the camper. And then, hopefully if you have family and friends and you see what we do, you can always refer them.
We'll do that. All right, man. Yeah,
okay,
look forward to hearing from you guys.
We'll, talk to you tomorrow, 10 a.m., brother. You have a good one. Take care, man, and we'll, again, talk to you tomorrow.
You do the same, brother.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.